This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genucy.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here in beautiful San Diego, California. And look who I have here in the studio lounge, the fine ladies from CU Next Gen. Haley Harrison, way over here. Haley, how are you?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing great, doing great. And then right next to me, we have Natasha. I have your names right here in front of me so I don't mess it up. Natasha Zatteray, did I get it right?
Yep, you got it right.
Wow.
Thank you.
Bravo, winner, bravo. Winner. How are you guys doing? How's the conference going?
It's going awesome. It was a super great session.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of great credit unions here, a lot of good information about automation that we're here to contribute to.
Automation. Oh, is that what you guys talked about?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's cut to the chase here. Let's talk, because you guys were just got out, literally minutes ago, got out of a presentation that you were talking about, driving mortgage efficiency through automation technologies.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, somebody give me an overview. Natasha, you want to go first, give an overview?
Sure.
Since you were
the co-conspirator. So yeah, at CU Next Gen, we have worked with a lot of our credit unions to create different solutions depending on what type of efficiencies that they're trying to create within their mortgage process. I think that when we meet with our credit unions, they have so many pain points, whether it comes to system limitations that impact the member experience, or just overall the whole process, having to duplicate information within their systems. And so we really work with credit unions to figure out what are those pain points and how can we help create these automations to bridge the gap.
Indeed. Haley, you want to add anything to that? Overview here?
Yeah, I think that, what we're really trying to do at the same time is take what's currently going on in the mortgage space and automate that, is kind of spark that imagination of what's next, right? What can we do with automation that maybe previously doors were closed to, it wasn't available with the technology stack? What can it look like in 10 years and how can we lend to that? No pun intended.
Okay. And so what are a couple of takeaways that you wanted to leave with your audience? Haley, I'll let you go first on this one.
I would say the takeaways that I would really want to leave with them is, really open your mind up to what's possible, and how do you think about something differently? I think sometimes, we do this day in, day out, and it gets really monotonous and you assume everything is this finite truth, right? Mm-hmm. Stop saying the sky's blue. What if it's purple, right? Start looking at it differently. Question those facts and see if that's still, accurate, and how can you push it forward for your members? Yeah. So I think I'd really want to leave them that with, really sit down and think about what's possible and what can you maybe change, even if you've done it for a long, long time that way, right? What's possible when you open up your brain?
Yeah, no doubt. Natasha, any takeaways you want to share?
Yeah, I would definitely say that if you're going to get into the automation world, start with your pain points. Start to understand, where your team spends a lot of their time. That's where you're going to see a lot of value in the ROI. A lot of our team members are strapped down doing these mundane tasks that we have technology that can help us bridge those gaps, I keep saying. And I think that, starting with the pain points, that really helps you identify where we can put this technology.
Yeah. And if you guys were, did you guys see the technology futurist yesterday, Daniel Burris?
I was not in town yet. I was still at client meetings.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'll catch you up on that.
Yeah.
No, but he was up there talking about if you can automate the mundane tasks, if you're doing something three times in a row or something along those lines, then that's something that you need to automate.
Yeah.
So I get what you guys are talking about, and that's what he was talking about yesterday as far as automation goes. So how important is this in the mortgage lending process? Because we see how important automation is in other areas of the credit union, or any business for that matter. So share with me how important it is in the mortgage lending area.
I honestly kind of think it's everything. It was kind of interesting. At the end of our session, somebody came up to me and they asked the question of, do you normally start with automation in real estate, or do you start smaller and then you go to real estate? And interestingly enough, my brother is a realtor. Mm-hmm. And so he and I've talked a lot about this and how real estate and mortgage kind of obviously goes hand in hand. And a big part of when you've got, your buyer who's out looking, a lot of times they entirely look to the realtor to go to who to lend with, right? Like they guide them.
Right, right.
And so then I asked my brother conversely, well, how do you tell them? Who do you offer up? Why do you do it? And he's like, who's the fastest?
Oh,
who's
really?
Going to get it done? And who's going to make it the least painful for my client? Because I'm now putting myself on the line. If you find your dream home and it can't get done in the right amount of time, or it's difficult and now they're stressed, he's like, now as you as a realtor is kind of on the line. So, yeah, you know, I think right. that's something that is super important mm-hmm. is really getting this down and automating where you can to mm-hmm. make it efficient, make less mistakes, because people really need, you know, a very smooth process and, mm-hmm. and it matters to the people feeding them in as well. So.
Ah, good point. Natasha? Yeah.
And I'd like to add, you know, with the technology advances that we have today, there's no reason why a member shouldn't be, you know, the mortgage process should not be transparent to a member, and we should lead them and guide them to show them where they're at. Right mm-hmm, now, mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot of limitations that we do, and mortgages take a long time to process,
oh, yeah.
but that's not the expectation of what the technology, the capabilities are of mm-hmm, the technology. Mm-hmm. So how do we catch up to that, mm-hmm. you know, in the mortgage area?
Right, right.
I think that we need to spend some time, again, just digging through those pain points and yeah. seeing how can we add, you know, automation and technology to help make this a faster experience
right,
and a
right.
better experience. When you ask a lot of members about the mortgage experience, it's never fun. And so how do we create that better experience?
Mm-hmm.
It's done with other pieces of lending already.
Right,
you
right.
know, there's a lot of loans that you can get, and you know exactly where you're at in the
mm-hmm,
process,
mm-hmm.
if you're in underwriting or, you know, still going through approval. It's not the same in the mortgage
yeah,
area.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunity that I think that, you know, technology and automation can bring.
Oh, completely, completely. The only fun part really is the closing part, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, all right,
where are my keys? I need to go to my house.
So yeah, but I get what you're saying though, because you can go through the entire process and find those hurdles or those pain points and perfect it or automate it, like you guys say. So that's and making that process better, because yeah, it is an arduous task, daunting task, especially if you're a first time home buyer. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
I remember that. I was like, oh good grief, this is like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
So but anyway, yeah, so but we've gotten way better since the 1800s when I first bought my house. So way, way better.
And there's still room to grow.
There's still a lot of room. Yeah, so how much more can we, I mean, is it going to be coming down to the, like, boop, I got myself a house? Is it going to get to that one of these days? Hopefully, maybe?
That's what we'd like.
Yeah.
That's what we'd
yeah.
like to get to.
Why not?
Exactly.
I think, again, if the sky's purple,
yeah.
you know, we should call it for purple. I think that could be a capability of the future. It's just, again, bringing all of these great minds together
mm-hmm.
And understanding where are those pain points and how can we help
yeah.
deliver that to the member, because that really should be the member
experience. Oh, yeah. We talk ad nauseum about the member experience and how it can be better. So, yeah, like you guys say, it can always be better, and it's going to iterate and iterate until it's going to be super cool.
I think that we're in a, you know, a economic situation now where they're going to demand it. What can you not touch on that phone and immediately get?
That's a great point.
I mean, that's
yeah.
where we're at. You know, consumers are to the point where it's like, if it takes more than 5 minutes, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think
mm-hmm.
that will push us to have to meet those demands
right,
because
right.
that's how the entire market works,
mm-hmm.
right? Their demand, it then creates what you supply for it. And so I think that's really where we're going is immediate gratification
mm-hmm.
is how we do everything with technology
yeah.
now. So I don't know how they're not going to push it that far.
Yeah, exactly. Because you find that experience in other retail areas and other spaces, like, you
right.
know.
Like Amazon in 5 seconds, same day.
Gosh,
yeah.
Do I really want to say Amazon again? You know,
yeah,
but
they do it well.
They do it very, very well. So
right.
yeah, so the customer, or in this case, the member's expectations is that.
Yes, because they don't know the difference.
Process.
Right. I mean,
right.
they're not. They know that there's regulation and stuff, but that, I mean, you know, it's kind of in the back of their head,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, well, just. If I'm approved,
yeah.
give me my money,
yeah.
right?
And I loved your point about how we're in this crazy economic time and how the mortgage lending industry is kind of upside down right now
yeah.
with home prices way up here, then the interest rates are going up as well. And
if you automate that,
so,
how much better can you weather that, right? If you
yeah.
know what that is
yeah.
and there's not all of those different variable costs that are going everywhere, if you can look at more of that fixed and really plan for that and weather that a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that'll force people to push that envelope a little bit. Maybe
it's
not too comfortable with those 1% and 2%
yeah.
Thing. Oh, they'll do it because the interest rate's so low
right.
and the houses are so low. Yeah, so anyway. All right, guys. Anything else to add here? This is we could talk another half hour on this.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Easily. And you guys did,
yeah.
actually.
yeah.
So any final thoughts here, Natasha?
You know, just keep pushing the bar. I think that,
agreed.
You know, if there is a need for the technology, then we can make the technology fit into what that need
mm-hmm.
is. I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times we look at it the reverse way.
Yeah.
We're really trying to be a differentiator in that
mm-hmm.
industry.
I like it. Haley, any final thoughts here?
You know, I would just say for the credit unions, we're always looking for those partners that, like she said, want to push the bar, and that's why we love what we do. We're a CUSO. We're here for the credit unions.
Right
we're pushed
on.
By the credit unions. We're
okay.
owned by the credit unions. You know, we are here dedicated to this industry, so we definitely want to meet their call to arms.
Right on. Well said.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise. There they are, the dynamic duo from CU Next Gen. Go check them out.
Thanks, guys.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNY Mutual Group, Pulse 8, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.